The National Council for the Training of Journalists. Side A. All the passages dictated on this side of the tape are at 90 words a minute. There are 5 4-minute stories, each with an interval of 30 seconds. The 5 pieces are entitled Developer Fells Dozens of Trees at Old Hall, Teachers Who Dress Badly, Truck Drivers Caught Out by Town Centre Ban, Golf Club Annual Report, and Vandals Damage Park Benches. Passage 1. Developer Fells Dozens of Trees at Old Hall. We were shocked this morning to see that the trees we thought we had saved have been cut down during the night. A group of us had fought for a year to stop the grounds of Old Hall being developed for houses. We thought we had finally won our campaign last month when a planning appeal was turned down by an inspector. But this morning we woke to find the bulldozers had moved in. Dozens of trees, once home to red squirrels and other wildlife, now lie in heaps in front of the hall. Some protected trees have been left, but we are sad that so many have been cut down without any warning. Our Member of Parliament visited the site after we made a phone call as soon as we realised what had been done. He branded it a disgrace. He has said it is vandalism and that it has been done out of spite. He could see how angry we all are and spoke to council officers right away. He wants this matter to be taken to court. We could not believe our eyes when we saw how many of these trees had been felled. Not even the recent storms could bring these ancient elms and oaks down. Hundreds of trees were lost in the strong winds, but these withstood all that. Now a developer has done what nature could not do. He was angry because his plan to build a large estate in front of the hall and 5 houses to one side was refused. When the council said no, the firm then appealed. The most controversial part of the scheme, nearest the hall, was turned down, although permission was granted for the other five houses. I suppose the company will say that they needed to remove the trees in order to make room for their lorries and other big machines. We are quite sure that they could have left the trees standing while they built the five houses. As a group of ordinary people, we have done everything we could to protect the hall and its grounds, but obviously all our efforts have been in vain. Teachers who dress badly. Much has been said about the falling standards in education, and it seems that the blame is normally put on those who are being educated. I think this is often quite wrong. Some years ago, I said at a meeting of this committee that teachers must take some of the blame. I did point out then that if teachers dressed badly and turned up at the school with shoes which were never cleaned, then pupils would do the same and no one could blame them for doing so. It was no surprise to me, Mr. Chairman, to read quite recently that there has been much criticism about the scruffy appearance of many teachers today. I do not understand why any teacher should want to stand in front of a class looking as if the clothes worn were bought in a jumble sale. I doubt if a company would allow its office staff to dress in this way, so why should a teacher? Teachers should remember that they all have a moral duty to the children they have in their charge. It might be all right to wear a pair of dirty jeans when washing the car or doing some gardening, but to wear those same jeans in working hours will not instill a sense of pride in the citizens of the future. Today, I took part as a member of an interview board where we were considering applicants for a vacancy. The first young man wore a t-shirt and a pair of jeans with slits showing his bare knees. The second young man had not one, but two earrings in his left ear, which he stroked as if to draw attention to them. Only the third person, a young woman, could be said to be suitably dressed for an interview. If teachers who want jobs with us can turn up in such a fashion at an interview when one expects them to be at their best, just what are they going to be like in front of a class? Casual dress is all right in its place, but in my opinion is not at all suitable for work. Truck drivers caught out by town centre ban. It is great news that big lorries are banned from the town centre at last. Shoppers and traders will be pleased that the County Council has accepted that the streets in the town are far too narrow for the huge trucks that are now on our roads. It is already clear that this ban was needed because 12 lorry drivers were fined on the first few days after the law came into force. Big clear signs were put up on all of the roads into the town centre, and yet many lorry drivers decided to ignore them. Those that were caught were fined £30 each, and I hope the message will soon get through that they can no longer come into the town. The trucking company is very tight-knit, and I'm sure that the word will soon get round. There has already been a noticeable difference in the town centre. It is good for our shopkeepers because they will be able to display their goods much better without customers being swamped by traffic and choked by fumes. I think the ban is a very good idea, and I hope it will stay. Our roads were designed for horses and carts, not these big vehicles that are too heavy for them. The streets are certainly safer now that any truck wider than 2 meters is banned. You no longer get two lorries trying to pass each other on narrow roads. This is something we have been wanting for a long time, and the whole of the town is delighted that this has gone through. Of course, the campaign for a lorry ban has been going on for several years. I think it was the petition with 3,000 signatures that persuaded the council to act. They could see that lorries were damaging buildings and causing accidents as they struggled to fit through the tight junctions. However, I am not sure that the hours of the ban are long enough. It only runs from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We will have to wait and see if it needs to start earlier and finish later. Golf Club Annual Report. This club has had an excellent year, and things are getting better and better. Our bank balance is at an all-time high, and we have a long waiting list of people wanting to become members. Our annual dinner dance proved to be the most popular event of the year, and tickets sold out within 2 weeks. As you know, we agreed that each member could bring no more than 3 guests to the dance, but I think that next year we will have to limit the number of guests to 2. I would like to thank everyone for all their help and support over the past 12 months. But I would like to mention 2 people in particular. First of all, I would like to thank David Jones for his good work in looking after the golf course. As you know, we had a bad winter in terms of heavy rain, and the course would have been flooded on more than one occasion if he had not spent a lot of time and effort on our new drainage system. I would also like to thank Anne Brown, who was appointed as our secretary. I think most of you know that Anne has been a member at this club for many years. She has done a wonderful job over the last 12 months and has organized many popular events, such as our quiz evening, which was a great success, as well as a lot of fun. This year, we held the quiz in the bar, and not only did we raise £250, but our takings at the till were more than double what we usually take on a Saturday night. Anne also organized our charity event, and this raised more than £2,000. Of course, it was a big help that so many people were good enough to donate such things as golf bags and even a set of golf clubs. The money, as always, will go to our local children's hospital. So, thank you to David and Anne, and to all those who work so hard to make this club such a big success. Vandals damage park benches. I am angry and sad that I have to report more damage to public property. This town council must be sick and tired of vandals wrecking our park benches. I know that the residents are fed up with having their benches broken. It seems to happen every other week. The latest crime was directed against one of our benches in the High Street. It is a memorial seat to a much-loved charity worker who sadly died last year. Joan Miller did so much good for our town that it is tragic to see her memory insulted in such a way. She helped at the old people's home every week and stood with a collection box in the town centre in all weathers. She gave up most of her spare time and raised so much money for the town and its many needy people. I just cannot believe that someone would be so cruel as to break the one thing that we keep to remind ourselves of her. Who would do such a thing? I hope the police catch them. The vandals broke the back of the seat by throwing a concrete slab at it. We think that it came from a nearby building site. Police say that the site was broken into just before the vandals struck. The person who did this took no notice of the sign on the bench. It says, Joan Miller, always thinking of others. Perhaps the vandals cannot read. Joan does not deserve this sort of treatment. I suggest that we act quickly to replace the bench with a bigger and even more attractive one. And we should add a new plaque. Of course, we do not want the vandals to strike again. So, I have met with the police, and they have told me that they are willing to set up more patrols around the High Street. I have also talked with the community warden, who has promised to keep an eye on the benches. Finally, I have written to the local paper, expressing our horror at what has happened and warning that we will work with the police to catch the vandals.